Today is Thursday, February 25th. Actor Sean Astin is 50 years old today. I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories on the Marietta Daily Journal podcast, brought to you by Engineered Solutions of Georgia. The Board of Commissioners has approved a new $23 million rental assistance package. Cobb County is seeking legal fees from the Trump lawsuit. The Marietta City Council is looking at the city employees' pay. An apartment fire in Smyrna displaced residents. The health department is warning residents to not let their guard down as COVID death numbers drop. Plus, Marietta City Schools was involved in a CDC study that shows teachers are the reason for COVID spread in schools. We'll hear from Marietta City Schools Superintendent Dr. Grant Rivera.
The report overwhelmingly speaks to the importance of adults being vaccinated and our ability to keep schools safer as a result.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Hey Atlanta, this is Jay and Lewis, owners of Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Lewis, what should a homeowner do if they have a crack in their block wall, corner of their door, window, or concrete foundation?
Well, Jay, if it's a diagonal crack, this lets us know that they should be concerned and there could be a serious problem. Then they should call our office at 678-ESOG-NOW and set up an appointment to have one of our qualified professional technicians come out to their property to take a look at the problem.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to. You can trust Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Give Engineered Solutions of Georgia a call at 678-ESOG-NOW.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation.
Millions in federally funded rental assistance is headed to the pockets of struggling Cobb residents after the Board of Commissioners voted to approve a new aid program. The measure was passed on a 4-1 vote. The assistance program will be funded with a nearly $23 million federal grant provided to the county via the stimulus package passed by Congress in December. Of those funds, over $450,000 will be paid to WFN Consulting for oversight of the program, while $118,373 will be used for additional expenses incurred by the Cobb Magistrate Court to help administer the aid to renters. The remaining portion is to be divided five ways between nonprofits, Star C programs, Must Ministries, Home Free, the Center for Family Resources, and Sweetwater Mission. Each nonprofit will be tasked with doling out over $4 million in funding to landlords and utility service providers on behalf of struggling tenants. For their services, each will receive a fee of 8% for every dollar administered. Cobb County is asking a judge to order former President Donald Trump, his campaign, and Georgia Republican Party Chairman David Schaefer to compensate the county for $10,875 in legal fees it incurred from a lawsuit Trump and Schaefer filed to overturn Georgia's election results. The lawsuit, which was withdrawn in January, was one of several filed by Republicans alleging fraud and irregularities on the part of Georgia counties where it named Cobb Elections Director Janine Eveler. The county paid legal fees as Director Eveler was sued in her official capacity as a county employee. The motion was filed Monday in Fulton County Superior Court, and the motion for Cobb says the lawsuit caused counties to waste taxpayer money on legal fees and that Cobb's fees are just a fraction of the fees incurred by counties, the state, and others. Cobb commissioners kicked off discussion of the 2022 budget on Tuesday by giving the county's finance team a broad mandate. Help us find and keep good workers, give our public safety workers a raise, and invest more in county infrastructure. The discussions on pay for city employees came after members of the public complained last week that public safety workers are paid too little. Commissioners approved a pay increase for about 2,000 county employees in 2017, all employees in 2019, and for public safety employees in 2019 and 2020. Councilwoman Cheryl Richardson is asking for a citywide compensation study conducted by an external organization. The city has given at least 3% pay raises to all employees every year for the past 8 years, including a 3% raise as of January 1st. The city charges police less for health insurance than some local governments and does not take out Social Security taxes, resulting in more take-home pay. The residents of 15 apartments at a Smyrna apartment complex were displaced by a fire on Sunday, and 19 displaced residents were assisted by the American Red Cross. No injuries were reported in the fire, which occurred at Cortland at the Village in Smyrna. This was the third fire at Cortland at the Village in less than a year. Firefighters were dispatched at 12:25 p.m. Sunday, and upon arrival, fought the fire for about 3 hours. Four units of the 16-unit building suffered significant fire damage, particularly to the roof. The rest of the units received smoke and water damage. The cause of the fire is not yet known and is still being investigated.
Adventure Outdoors, right here in Cobb County, is not only the largest gun store in America, with over 18,000 guns in stock every day, nor is it just the home to one of the largest shooting ranges in Georgia, the Remington Range, with range memberships starting at just $25 a month. Adventure Outdoors also offers a wide variety of gun safety and firearms training courses. Whether you're considering buying your first gun or looking to expand your knowledge and improve your skills, Adventure Outdoors has the training and safety courses you need. From first-time gun owner courses to marksmanship training and everything in between, Adventure Outdoors even offers personalized one-on-one instruction. Visit Adventure Outdoors on South Cobb Drive in Smyrna or online at adventureoutdoors.us.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
Cobb Douglas Public Health Director Dr. Janet Meemark says don't let your guard down, even if more people are becoming vaccinated and there have steadily been lower numbers of new COVID cases in Cobb County. The local health department has received some vaccines that were delayed last week due to weather conditions across the country, and Cobb Douglas Public Health is not the only place people can get vaccines. This week, the federal government is sending vaccines to pharmacies, including Kroger and Walmart. And Georgia recently rolled out 4 mass vaccination sites in Hapeville, Clarksville, Macon, and Albany. Cobb County recorded an additional 10 deaths, 19 hospitalizations, and 133 new confirmed coronavirus cases Tuesday. This brings up the total in the county to 54,973. You can find the full Cobb Douglas Public Health Report, including data on how the coronavirus is affecting different zip codes, gender, and ages at mdjonline.com. Marietta City Schools was involved in a CDC study that shows teachers may be a bigger cause for COVID spread in schools than students.
The report overwhelmingly speaks to the importance of adults being vaccinated and our ability to keep schools safer as a result.
Marietta City Schools Superintendent Dr. Grant Rivera joins us on the podcast.
So there are a couple takeaways that we had as a result of the report and the partnership with CDC. So first and foremost, contact tracing matters. You have to be able to identify who potentially is a close contact the same day, notify those families immediately, so therefore you know who should and should not be in the building. The importance of contact tracing cannot be overstated. Second, the importance of free and accessible COVID testing for staff and students. You cannot assume that everyone who walks in the building is negative simply because they didn't have a COVID test. We tested over 1,300 people over a 2-month period of time, and we learned how important it is as a supplement to contact tracing to provide convenient and free COVID testing, which is why we're continuing the partnership with Peachtree Immediate Care going forward. A third lesson learned, if you will, from this partnership is the importance of re-engineering the elementary classroom. I conducted classroom walkthroughs with CDC physicians and disease investigators, and we looked very strategically at how we re-engineer an elementary classroom to provide more social distancing and more safety for students and staff. And I think the fourth and final takeaway is the recognition that there is spread in extracurriculars and athletics.
With the CDC study suggesting that adult-to-adult transmission of the virus being a problem in schools, Superintendent Rivera has taken steps to cull the spread among Marietta City School staff members.
I think one of the things we're sensitive to is educators treat their colleagues like family. And while it may be okay in a pandemic to be with your immediate family, it's not okay to be in close proximity to your colleagues. So we have removed many of the chairs that were in teacher workrooms. We have told our staff not to eat lunch together because when they take their mask off and they're in an enclosed classroom, there's greater risk for spread adult to adult. So we've really asked our educators, listen, the building relationships and having time with your collegial family is important. Then take your lunch outside. On Fridays, a teacher work day, a teacher collaboration day, we told our staff, do that virtually. There should be no in-person meetings in Marietta that require staff to be less than 6 feet apart. Every meeting that a staff would have to collaborate around teaching and learning or to plan with their colleagues can be done virtually and should be done virtually. Mm-hmm. So I think those are some of the messages that I send to every educator in Cobb County, because the adult-to-adult behavior and the adult vaccination will change school-based transmission for the better.
When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust Carmichael Funeral Home to guide you through the arrangements necessary to create a meaningful ceremony that celebrates the unique life being honored. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, our staff is committed to providing your family with the highest quality care and service in your time of need. In addition, we take pride in our responsibility to lighten your burden as you take the first steps toward healing. No matter what your choice, we believe in lives lived well. Please contact us with any questions regarding your pre-arrangement requests. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, individual attention, providing support to the community, healing lives and grieving hearts, and celebrating lives well lived are our privilege to help. Contact us today or visit us online at carmichaelfuneralhomes.com. Celebrating memories you'll always cherish. Carmichael Funeral Homes. Thanks for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Please like and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.